It was in our neighborhoods that both of us took our first steps into the future. Acting is such an odd profession. It's a profession in which you spend your life trying to convince people you're someone else. There isn't any single reason young people become actors. Obviously, it can be a lot of fun and play, but I think for most people who take it seriously, it fulfills some type of need. John Delancey, who created the character Q for several Star Trek generations and worked closely with Leonard doing stage readings of great plays, explained he became an actor because it was the first time in my life that anyone had responded well to anything I'd done. I grabbed onto it like a life preserver. It gave me an identity. My mother enrolled me in the Dorothy Davis School for Actors when I was about 8 years old. We met in somebody's basement. My mother was a frustrated actress, and she would act out monologues at home for an audience of me. But I suspect she thought it would be a good activity for me. I didn't have any close friends. I suspect it hurt her to see me walking to school each morning, all by myself. Like me, Leonard found acting when he was 8 years old. The Settlement House was the center of most immigrant neighborhoods, as Leonard described it when he gave the 2012 commencement address at Boston University. It was a community settlement house, which was created to help immigrants find their way into the culture. They offered classes in language, cooking, shopping, kitchen sanitation, dental care, and how to apply for a job. There was a gym and a sports program, and there was a small gem of a theater. It was a place to hang out and learn how to be American. Immigrant families had neither the time nor money to spend on culture. In Leonard's apartment, for example, there were no books. His family had a radio and an old record player and three or four Yiddish records. They would play the same record, a collection of songs sung by Yiddish theater star Seymour Rexite, over and over and over. Elizabeth Peabody House had a 375-seat theater in which they presented programs for both adults and children. Leonard actually had a pleasant singing voice. He used to sing in his synagogue choir. In fact, his singing at his own bar mitzvah was so good that he was asked to perform the whole ceremony again a week later at another shul. He's still the only man I know whose voice was two bar mitzvahs good.